U.S. Supreme Court hands pro-life advocates a win this week, but prayer is still needed in this social battle for human lives. Meanwhile, through online leadership training, Arab believers are learning how to live out Christ in the Middle East and North Africa, and learning how to use the gospel to give real answers to region-specific issues. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Let's unpack these stories. So, last week was a big week for pro-life advocates. The United States Supreme Court ruled in favor of crisis pregnancy centers in California who argued that their First Amendment rights were violated. Now, in 2015, California instated a law forcing crisis pregnancy centers to tell clients that they can get abortions through the state. But crisis pregnancy centers are inherently pro-life and often faith-based. Eric Verstraet, president of Life Matters Worldwide, says the issue came down to freedom of speech.
I think the timbre of this decision, had it gone the other way, could have had some very monumentally negative effects on other cases or similar pregnancy center cases across the country. But because it went in our favor, I believe that other pregnancy centers will be encouraged to stand up if their free speech is being violated.
While the Supreme Court ruling is encouraging, keep praying for a raised value of human life in light of the gospel.
We obviously believe that life is sacred, that each one of us as humans are made in God's image. And to be able to have everybody understand their worth and their value, that's really the starting point. Because when we individually understand our worth and our value, then our voices together can have a better, more lasting effect when we start to talk about it as a community.
Meanwhile, 200 Christians in Nigeria were recently killed by Muslim Fulani herdsmen. World Mission's Greg Kelly says,
the Fulani and these largely Christian farm owners have had conflict because the Fulani would move their cows through these areas, damage the lands, cause lots of tensions. The Christians have been known to attack the Fulani and then vice versa. And this most recent issue, the reason it's so concerning is the areas that it took place in. It's more of the middle areas of Nigeria, close to the town of Jos, which is a Christian ministry sort of bastion, stronghold.
Some people are accusing the government of not acting on the situation because President Muhammadu Buhari is Fulani.
If you were to talk to the Christian community in Nigeria, they would essentially say the government is overseeing a genocide of its own people. And there's a deliberate Islamic agenda that's being pushed forward. I think there's some truth into that. But the government, when the president himself is a Fulani man, it puts him in a very difficult position because the Fulani largely are the ones who would have elected him and put him into power. So he's going to sympathize with them.
Would you pray for peace in Nigeria? And the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary is training leaders globally for living out Christ in the Middle Eastern and North African context. ABTS's Eli Haddad explains the seminary offers a distance learning degree in English, the Master of Religion in MENA Studies.
It's mostly online program. Requires 2-week residency in Beirut for every module, so that's twice a year, 2 years, so that's 4 times total, 4 residencies in Beirut. The rest is all online. We have these 4 modules. We have language requirements and some other requirements and the project, so students can graduate anywhere between 2.5 and 4 years.
The modules include training on the region's politics, culture, and an education in Islam.
It's very important for us, if we want to communicate the gospel message effectively with our context, that we understand what people think and what people value and what's important for them and what questions they have and what challenges they have, so that we present Jesus as the answer to their specific questions and challenges.
Feeling compelled to work in the MENA community? Well, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.